Fido Friendly Magazine presents the 8th annual month-long pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. On the road from September through October. Along with media sponsor Animal Radio and companion sponsors Turf Mutt and Evercare, we travel in our Mercedes Sprinter, provided by Sprinter Rentals from L.A. to Chicago, stopping at shelters along the way to support adoption events. Our community sponsors John Paul Pet, Zeus Pet Toys, Pet Curian, Well Pet, Tito's Vodka, and Brampton go along for the ride while we bring our giant spinning wheel filled with prizes you can win. Log on to Get Your Licks on Route66.com to find out where the tour stops near you. You can help raise money for your shelter, and you might just find your new forever friend.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5151 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5151.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, what's the most pointless sequel of them all? The Huntsman Winter's War. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code RADIO51 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code RADIO51. That's RADIO51.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. Hey, there's a new list out of the most and least pet-friendly cities in the United States, thanks to Wallet Hub. In order to identify the cities where our furry and feathered and scaled friends can all enjoy the best quality of life without breaking our wallets, Wallet Hub compared the creature friendliness of the 100 largest cities based on 19 key criteria. And here is some of what they found. First, we'll start off with the big list. The top 10 most pet friendly cities are, and we'll start at number 10 and go up the list. Number 10 is St. Louis. Las Vegas is number 9, Dr. Debbie. In 8th place, it's Cincinnati. Colorado Springs is number 7. In 6th place is Reno, Nevada. In the top 5, number 5 is Scottsdale, Arizona. Then Lexington, Kentucky snags 4th place. Tampa is the 3rd pet-friendliest pet city in the country. And Birmingham, Alabama is 2nd. While taking the title of the number 1 pet-friendliest city in the country is Orlando.
Wow.
Kind of nice to know. Yeah, because so many people vacation there. Orlando, by the way, also has the highest number of veterinarians and pet businesses overall for every 100,000 people who live there. Hmm. Now, let's look at some other things. On the flip side of this analysis, the cities on the bottom of the list that would be the least pet-friendly cities, Joey would hate this. Jersey City comes in at number 91. Getting worse, just below Jersey City is Chicago, then Los Angeles. Anaheim, home to Disneyland. Newark, New Jersey's at number 5. Philadelphia, worse yet, at number 96. Then Detroit is 97 on the list. Boston is 98. Santa Ana, California. And then at 100 of the pet-friendly city list, the worst, New York City. That's kind of scary. Our biggest city, and it's the worst. Now, some other things that we learned. Stockton, California has the lowest veterinary care cost in the country. At less than $33 per visit, while New York, if you were going to take your pet in for an office visit, $86 to just walk in the door. St. Paul, Minnesota has the lowest dog insurance premium rate, less than $22 a month. Not bad. That's about 2.5 times less than in New York, the city with the highest pet insurance premium at usually more than $53 a month if you live in the big city. New Orleans has the highest number of pet-friendly restaurants. And when it comes to animal shelters, Scottsdale, Arizona has the highest number of animal shelters per 100,000 residents. The city with the least number of shelters for its residents is Detroit. Kind of sad. Well, the owner of a French bulldog that went missing in Northern California over the summer is now offering a huge reward for information leading to the safe return of her 6-year-old dog named Sassy Pants. The dog disappeared from Novato. That's in Marin County. Back in June when she broke away from her dog sitter to go chase after a squirrel. And they never saw her again. Sassy Pants' owner even hired a pet detective and two animal communicators, both of whom told her they believe that the dog is still alive. Now, this frustrated and very heartbroken pet parent is offering a $10,000 reward for the safe return of her fur kid. Unfortunately, she says that she's not ruling out foul play just yet because 3 times she's returned to the area where Sassy Pants disappeared and put up dozens of, you know, these lost dog flyers, only to return and have seen all of them torn down, which raised suspicions because, you know, why would somebody do that? Sassy's mom says it's almost like someone is keeping her and doesn't want the attention, but she says she is not giving up. Anyone who has information on Sassy Pants, the French bulldog, can email findsassypants@yahoo.com. And the battle between pets rages on. In fact, it might have gotten a little bit out of hand with this one, but both sides do agree that having a dog or cat means more than just having something to cuddle with, since more and more of us view our fur children as a part of the family. So just how far would pet owners go to protect their dogs and cats? Well, the writers over at Abodo.com, they deal with properties and rentals that will take pets. They surveyed 2,000 people to find out who took their role as pet parents seriously and who just wanted an animal around for companionship. Well, they found nearly 9 out of 10 said that they would save their pet from a fire before running into a burning building to save a family heirloom. 58% said they would pick having their pet over ever having their dream home. 63% would choose their pet over their significant other if they had to choose. More than half would rather resort to cannibalism before eating their own pet. That's a bad thought.
Yes.
25% said they would lose a limb for their cat or dog if it would save them. 54% said they would lose a finger so a pet could keep a leg. 69% would keep their pet even if they were offered a blank check for it. That's pretty amazing. Dog owners, by the way, if you're a dog or a cat person, dog owners, you, they say, most likely to keep your fur baby and live in a shack rather than give up the pet for your dream home or give up the internet forever to keep your pet and jump into boiling water to save your dog. Cat owners, they found, were more likely to choose their cat over their significant other, and the cat owners over the dog owners were more likely to have their fur child designated world's most ugliest in exchange for $1 million. Would you do that, Hal?
I don't know. I definitely would kick my spouse to the road, though, if it was the cat or my spouse, certainly. I'm just saying. So I fit into that survey. Somewhere there.
I hope your wife's not listening.
She never does.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Can we fit it all in? Yes, sir. It's Animal Radio, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. Stand back. We don't know how big this show gets.
Let's talk to Dale. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Hi. I've got a boxer pup. It's about, 15 months old. And some friends of ours was over, and they had an Akita puppy, and they were playing pretty rough. And the Akita puppy ran right into the boxer pup and pushed him into a cabinet. And and they started favoring his front right leg for quite a while. And, you know, I laid him down, and I kind of felt his leg and checked to see if there was any fractures or anything that I could feel of. Couldn't feel anything, and there was normal movement in an up and down, you know, in a normal position on the leg. So the next day we take him to the vet just to make sure there wasn't a simple fracture. They didn't show anything on the x-ray, but to this day, this was several months back, and to this day, he'll favor the leg on occasion, but then when it's almost like when he's he just has a moment where he'll run and play like there's nothing wrong with it. I can't figure out why he keeps favoring it, and my vet can't figure it out either.
Yeah, that is a bit of a strange presentation for a limping problem. And when you talk about a young dog, especially a young large breed dog, a couple things come to mind of types of growth problems that can occur and that can cause a limping problem, especially an on-again, off-again problem. They're not always typically preceded by an injury. So that kind of confuses the history here a little bit for your baby. But there are some weird conditions. There's one called OCD and another called panosteitis. And they're common in young, large breed dogs. And they're a little bit harder to find because they're not really as obvious as a fracture. So I might say that in your situation, I would encourage maybe a follow-up x-ray and see if there's any changes between those. See if we can see if there's some subtle change with the cartilage that maybe is sheared off, a defect, something that could explain that persistent pain. Because, yeah, if nothing's broken and he's a youngster, I can't make up any other real good reasons why he should be having a problem in that regard.
Right. And I didn't know if it might be like a bone bruise or something, you know, on a green bone that's still growing. I didn't know if there could be such a thing like a bone bruise.
Well, they can get bone cysts and kind of like inclusion cysts inside the parts of the long bones. And that might not be something that was readily apparent the first time, you know, right after the injury. But that's where, like, shooting another x-ray at this point might be worthwhile to see. Because you can get changes like that in a bone after some kind of injury. So, yeah, I mean, I think that would probably be the best thing I'd encourage it is to just take another peek at it. And then has your puppy been on any kind of pain relief? Did they prescribe an anti-inflammatory of any sort?
Yeah, an anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and, so it's crazy because after we put him on the anti-inflammatory, you know, I mean, he still kind of favored it for a little while. But then, you know, he'd be laying down, and then the next thing we know, you know, he'll see something, he'll jump up and run around like it's nothing, you know. So I don't know if it's, you know, it's like I told my wife, I wonder if he's doing it for a sympathy trip.
Well, I always say never underestimate the power of adrenaline, especially in a young dog, because I have dogs come to my office and they're maybe limping, not walking at home, and they come in and their tail's wagging and they're dancing around. So that once that adrenaline kicks in, boy, yeah, that limp can kind of fade away, and, you know, they may be thinking about the rabbit they're chasing.
Can you actually train your dog to limp? Give them... No, seriously.
Oh, sure.
I would think that if they get the sympathy vote when they're limping, that they might actually do that.
Even you know, maybe I could go to Hollywood. They might need a limping dog, and we could get him a movie role.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card can make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7575 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7575.
The Movie Man 6 Second Review starts now.
In the best tradition of old school Disney family fare, you'll fall in love with the new Pete's Dragon. I'm in.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code RADIO51 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code RADIO51. That's Radio 5-1.